When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sit and take in the events that have led up to this anticlimactic moment. Jesus the Messiah, their rabbi and Lord, is gone. The man whose hands had healed so many and whose words had penetrated the hearts and minds of all who heard them. There is a sense of confusion and apprehension at what is going to happen now. Surely good will come from these horrific events, but only God knows the extent of what is to occur. Like the two Marys, the world sits and waits, minds fixed on the tomb of Jesus, in anticipation of God's next glorious action.
Pope Francis tells us to take away the stone of shame that is keeping us trapped inside a life that is dead or painful, and be raised up again by Christ. Christ doesn't give up in front of the tombs we have built, by our choosing evil and death, by our mistakes, our sins. Jesus calls us continually to get out of the darkness of the prison we've locked ourselves into by making do with a false, egotistical, mediocre life.
You were drawn by the Father.
Thank you for joining us on the Emmanuel Catholic College Stations of the Cross audio trail. We hope that this experience has deepened your understanding and appreciation of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and the love that he has for each and every one of us. As you continue on your own personal journey of faith, we encourage you to reflect on the lessons and messages that you have encountered along the way. May this journey deepen your faith and inspire you to live a life of love, compassion, and service to others.